Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
It's that time of year again to bring the HBCU energy. Target has you covered from a range of Black-owned or founded products, alongside impactful opportunities to support and invest in the next generation of HBCU excellence. Whether it's homecoming or brunch with the girls, add an exclamation point to the menu with Ghetto Gastro's waffle mix and syrup and Slutty Vegan's tasty dips. Even better, make it a party with fun games like Lyrically Correct and Culture Karaoke. Discover more ways to tap in with Black-owned or founded products for your next social gathering. And oh, by the way, did you know Target is bringing back the HBCU Design Challenge, a creative competition pairing HBCU students with Target mentors? Keep an eye out for Target Scholars as well, a scholastic program offering financial assistance and internship opportunities for HBCU students. Lock in with Target this homecoming season and beyond at target.com/blackbeyondmeasure.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
Bon appetit.
That's right, y'all. And this week, I felt like there was no other appropriate intro for the story I'm about to tell y'all.
Okay.
According to our friends at the Neighborhood Talk, shout out to Kyle at the Neighborhood Talk, 13-foot alligator killed down in Florida after casually being spotted with a dead body in his mouth. Bon appetit.
You know what?
Now, okay.
So you're the alligator man.
Hey, listen, this story goes from worse to worse. Like that girl said, it didn't went from worse to worser. Here's what I mean. So this 13-foot alligator was spotted down in Florida, which I love they said
foot.
Down in Florida, because it really don't even matter. But with a human corpse in its mouth. According to NBC, a man, Jamarcus Bullard. Now, we're going to put a pin right there.
Jamarcus Bullard.
Because what neighborhood you think that meant we was in? Okay. So what kind of... I done told y'all before about these black animals. Remember I told y'all before about getting animals down in Miami? Okay. Opa-laka. Remember I done told y'all about all of that.
It was in Broward.
Okay. Broward. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Dade. Okay, so here we go. Jamarcus Bullard spotted the gator dragging a lifeless body down a Florida canal. He says,
God.
I saw the gator. It appeared to be a body in his mouth, so I started recording. I picked up a rock to hit it. It was a lower torso in his mouth. It just swam backward down into the lower canal. The man reported it to the police, showed him a video of the gator. Now, the county sheriff's office said that the animal was, quote unquote, humanely killed. Jamarcus said that he saw emergency personnel removing the animal from the water and shooting it a few times.
I was about to say, grab some AKs and go out, because
humanely killed.
Now, to me, which I, according to the police department, maybe shooting some a few times is humanely killing it, right?
Ooh.
Okay, but anyway, so that happened. Now, I done told y'all, and they're gonna say an autopsy will be done to determine the cause of death. the deceased person.
I mean,
has yet to be identified. What the fuck? We got to determine when you seen the motherfucker hanging out jaw to jaw. You know
what
I'm saying?
Could you imagine seeing some shit like that just going for a walk?
Mm-mm. Can you imagine seeing the alligator coming for you? You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine if the last thing you see is
13 feet.
Mm-mm.
Listen,
it's like with that show on Amazon Prime with that 13 foot nigga or whatever.
Yeah,
I want to see the alligator nigga.
This my thing though, right? You got to stay
the
out.
Alligator
of,
apparently was a Virgo, so with his big ass.
Why would you even that close to where the body of water where the alligators be? Everywhere I done seen in Florida got a pool. I ain't never seen a place of residence, especially for somebody in Florida without a pool. Get in the pool. That stay out of the lakes and the natural.
I guess in some of the places, I guess the alligators be out like deer or some shit. Because for me, I don't want to see it. That's why I was like,
At least you can move around in the pool. See through the pool.
But what if we're blaming the alligator and he ain't do nothing but just.
He bit that
person. Dead body.
We got what enough reason.
Stumbled upon it.
Like, what if the nigga was like passed out?
Yeah,
from alcoholism
or maybe
some shit,
someone
the
threw
was like,
him in
mm.
there, and the alligator was like, "Bet we don't know."
That's why they want to determine then, the cause of the death for the person.
Much like the group next said, that motherfucker was too close. Okay, how about that? And second of all, that alligator might have been getting revenge. You know all them goddamn Birkin cans. Oh, you know it's a lot of money in Florida. You know what I'm saying? So all them Birkins and shit. He didn't. That alligator had to look. Eyeballs up over that water, see all them bitches carrying them alligator Birkins and shit. He said, "Well, I'm gonna carry something too." You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna carry something too. Okay. So maybe that's what it was, but in the words of that alligator, you know
that
what I'm saying?
Really tickled me.
In the words of that alligator.
In the words of that alligator.
Bon appetit.
No.
Stop! It's not funny. Oh God. God
tasty.
Knows our heart.
Tasty. Eating good with Freddie Jean. Them jaws locked. They said that Very motherfucker much. Locked down on it. Can you imagine? They said
Terrible.
That alligator.
I don't
baby.
Want to.
You know how you know how you eating crab legs and you take them the claw crackers. You take that. They said that's how that alligator's mouth.
You know had. What?
13 feet, baby. 13 reasons
I wouldn't
why.
Even know what to do. I think I would just stand there.
What? So you just want to be food?
Are you
going to
try to outrun it?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm a runner. I'm a track star.
I'm going to try to stomp it.
I'm in the process, but I'm trying.
I'm going to try to break the jaw. Literally, I'm going to use my feet, arms, everything. I ain't going out without a fight. I ain't going to be easy swallow.
The adrenaline is kicking in.
And even while I'm in there, as long as it's a heartbeat inside of my body, I'm punching out. Now, I know that skin is thicker than leather.
Let me
you know
tell
what I'm saying?
You.
Okay. That alligator skin. But baby, I used to wear for shoes.
Did y'all see the video of the black family? It looked like they was like in a cabin and there was a bear that came up to us. And they was like, oh, look at him. They was like talking to him until he hopped over that gate and they took off running screaming.
Okay.
They didn't think he was going to make it up that high. Until
Who
he
they
did.
Thought it was? Winnie the Pooh? Baby, you better get the
fuck
out.
They was all, hey.
Oh, no.
I was like, are they crazy?
Don't they know that bear? Dude? And that means come here to an animal anytime.
Okay.
That means come
That's
here.
That's why I was understanding why they were doing that.
What the hell are you
puppy.
Doing?
It's not
Baby.
A puppy.
If we out, y'all know I don't fuck around. Y'all already know. So a wild ass bear, I'm finna haul ass. For real. You talking about, am I gonna run? Hell yeah.
I gotta send y'all the video.
Well, that being said, welcome to the Friend Zone, your weekly and human look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Because who the fuck wanna fight an animal? My arm's too short to box with God. You know, the animal kingdom, that's come from God. You know what I'm saying?
And they've been on
short.
Our ass lately.
They
you
biting.
You seen the seals kicking everybody off the beach?
Yeah.
They was like.
Yeah.
Y'all done had y'all fun.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. A seal, I might go for it. You know what I'm saying? Because them flaps ain't nothing, but that ain't but 8 inches.
I'm going to tell you something.
I feel like I'm going to be nice.
Flap,
a seal.
Your tail slap.
Let that flap catch you, Dustin.
Now, that tail, oh, okay. That tail I ain't going to fuck with.
That,
but I can stay in the front.
If that tail slap me, I'm going to be pissed. I'm like, oh, I just got tail slap.
I feel like I can outbox a seal. For real. Just off of the technical boxing skills alone, the footwork and shit. Seal ain't got no feet. I feel like I can
square
a seal.
Up.
Come on, bitch.
I just don't want to take no
you
chance.
You squeaking motherfucker. Come on, goddamn. I'm telling you, that CEO, you're going down, baby.
Because they might
you're gonna look like Seal by the time I get through slicing and scratching your motherfucking ass, your eyeballs out, Seal. You gonna get a kiss from a rose today, motherfucker.
Why are you calling a Seal the motherfucker?
I beat the shit out that Seal. If it's me or you, he's on the beach, bitch.
Are crazy. Oh God, it's me visualizing.
You literally gonna be a crazy. You literally gonna be a Navy Seal because of the black eye, black and blue. Your ass gonna be goddamn with a Seal, please.
I wish these episodes were like AI generated to what we were talking about.
And have it like
just
create
imagine
the seal
that
fight.
Part of whatever the yes. You know what? Oh my God, friend, I've been wanting to tell you this, and I should have showed you this the moment I saw you.
What?
Jocelyn Hernandez has used AI.
Wait,
oh,
what?
In that Manhattan
tell us.
Video.
Yes. Wait, tell us how.
Not for, okay, not friend. For lyrics.
No. Friend, have you
she
seen
used
the
ain't I for lyrics? Ain't intelligent.
You know, there's you know, there's certain AI generators where you can like type in the prompts and it'll make photos and someone make videos or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if they used one of those or if they used one where they were just reworking some of the clips, but you, because it was just so funny how the clips were transforming into different versions of her, but they didn't look anything like her. So you could tell they were using the little AI algorithm for certain parts of the video.
Oh, girl.
So it was just, it was interesting to me. I was like, you know,
I'm gonna watch it. See, you know who you say I.
Who?
Go, oh, you about to say that's not
that might have your inner rejection may have been
was
divine.
God?
The Lord
that was
okay.
Divine.
Let's so, take yeah. It then, because I saw
you,
your face
woman.
Like, oop.
Yeah. Thank you, black woman, for saving
I was,
the day.
I was dragged to see the new Indiana Jones, which I have never seen.
Dragged.
Literally, because what? And the first like 20 minutes is AI because he's younger. And I was so confused. I'm like, this man is like 90 years old now. He does not look like that. And then I started looking closely and you always see it in the eyes. It's something when they look to the side, they haven't mastered that part. It always, like the eyeball isn't set into the socket properly when they look to the side and it always throws it off. And so I peeped game, which Doug, because what's his name? Harrison Ford?
Harrison Ford. Yeah. I like to call him Model T. Because he was the first Ford. You know, Model T was the first Ford car back in like 1900-something. He an old-ass motherfucker.
He
Harrison
is
Ford
super
is old.
Old, but if
much
you look at the beginning,
him,
no,
old.
For sure. Yeah. But the beginning of the movie is him being young, which is so trippy. And then
Benjamin Buttons, baby.
It cuts to him being the age he is now. Yeah, and I was like, okay, that's trippy as fuck. But
okay,
it's crazy that we can see now full feature films using this technology. Like, that's trippy to me. It's scary.
It's not gonna be good.
It's
I got
scary.
Comments.
What?
I was
it's creepy. Honestly.
I was, you know, hanging out with one of my friends. Shout out to you, baby. I was hanging out with one of my friends. We had a good. I hadn't seen him in a while or whatever. So we was watching movies. A movie. We had cut a movie on or whatever. And it was Batman or whatever. Why the fuck was it Robert Pattinson, the Twilight nigga?
Oh, yeah.
He was Batman and Zoe Kravitz was Catwoman.
I never saw that.
That
yeah, what the fuck
it
is
literally
this?
Looked like they were in costumes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like...
Like, they didn't
sell
it.
This one.
Michael Keaton, right? Val Kilmer. You know what
iconic.
I'm saying? Them motherfuckers looked like bad... George Clooney. Shit. Didn't he play Batman?
Did he?
I don't know. But all anyway, he would have been it. He would have did it right if he didn't. But like all of them literally like they embodied the role of Batman and it didn't look cheesy and campish. You know what I'm saying? Zoe Kravitz and them, I was worried about them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, I felt like just hilarious. Who gonna stand up for Batman? Who gonna stand up for Catwoman? Goddamn. That's how I felt. You know what I'm saying? Because it was one point in the movie, y'all. Batman was like, first of all, he was running from somebody, which when has Batman? Batman might as well be from Brownsville. Never ran, never will. You know what I'm saying? When has Batman ran? So he was about to go, like, leap off a building. And the motherfucker, Robert Pattinson, with his... jaundice looking ass. He got up there, leaned over the edge, and was like, like got nervous. I ain't never seen Batman lean over the edge and go. You know what I'm saying? Like he hits the gas. I ain't never seen trepidation. You know what I'm saying?
Because he's, I feel like they were trying to, the way that I looked at it is like they were trying to make it relatable too, huh? To anxious millennials.
What
you know,
time
like
did you
this
walk
is,
out?
Yeah.
What scene did you walk out?
I didn't see it, but I
on?
Remember seeing clips because I was like, he's so emo. And like,
yeah.
And even really Zoe Kravitz's character, Catwoman,
she
you should have seen her. Baby, first of all,
I would have thought she would have killed Darryl because she has that kind of like, you know,
I would have thought
smoldering.
She was gonna get killed in the role. You should have seen, I'm telling you, I was worried about, I wanted to help them. How you, what, when have you ever watched a superhero movie or even cartoon? It felt like they needed your
they
support
need back up.
To win. Y'all supposed to be saving us,
you know. It's funny that you talk about that. There's this thing that happens or that I feel that happens. I don't know if it's on purpose or whatever, but where they always recast these roles and sometimes they skew them just a tad different to like to what you were saying.
Depending
Fran,
on the times,
it's,
right?
It's always like a different version of the same thing, which is why it's so funny to me when they finally recast it's like Black or someone. People are so like, I'm like, well, bitch, we're tired of the way y'all telling the white tail, so don't do that shit. But like to your point, it's maybe it's time, it don't gotta be a Black Batman, but maybe it's time to go somewhere else. Because like you said, because George Clooney did play a Batman, but like him, Val Kilmer, like all them people, they were great Batman. So let's go on ahead and move on to Batgirl.
Give me
or
Jocelyn.
Back to Catwoman or something. Jocelyn as Catwoman, actually, I would love.
Jocelyn
that
would fuck as Batman.
Funny as hell.
The confidence. The confidence.
Ooh, Jocelyn as Poison Ivy would fuck it
up. The posturing.
That's what she needs.
The posturing. The blocking. You know what I'm saying? All of those things. Jocelyn, give me that. And a super in Batman or Batgirl or Catwoman, all of that, whatever you want it to be. Like, that's what I need, that confidence and that fearless. You seen her moving through that arena backstage. We need that sort of fearlessness and headstrong.
No, she needs
approach.
To play, what was the Joker's like little girlfriend?
Nah, she can't do second fiddle.
Why?
Harley Quinn. You can, that's why I said she got to be Poison
or
Ivy.
She can be the Riddler.
You got to be bad because Poison Ivy was bad bitch captivating. She had little playthings and shit. She was real sexy, but she was smart because she was a doctor. Well, Harley Quinn was a doctor too. So
you know what else I want? I want a superhero movie with like not a horror edge because y'all know that really ain't my shtick. No, much respect to everything, but that ain't really me. But like with a mean, a good. Like a good meanness or a good darkness, right? Like, yes, he's getting the bad guys, but when he get him, he gonna stomp they brains out. You know what I'm saying?
Like Dexter.
Cussing their ass out and slicing throats and let's get to slicing.
Like Dexter.
That's
you
what
ever
I
watched
want.
Dexter?
Mm-mm.
That's what Dexter was.
I watched Dexter.
He was like he was a good guy, but he would get in your ass.
I mean, yeah, he was a good guy, but he had this penchant for murder and like killing. But so he was like, okay, I gotta like
channel it properly.
Channel this right to be useful to society. And so he would kill bad, quote unquote, bad people that like were, you know, rapists
people
or murderers.
I
right.
love that idea. And I want the juxtaposition of a traditionally revered, you know, savior-esque superhero character
that's
with that.
Super dark. Yeah.
Yeah, with that shit. Like, when I get the bad guys, we're going to get their ass. I
and
want
Justin,
that.
Do you know who plays Dexter? He wasn't even a hero per se, but well, I who? Guess he was.
No, but I just remember him looking like he was on the cast of Friends.
It was the white man. Oh, it was. The,
right? Like right? I look like a. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. You know, I would have never seen that had you not said that because I always think of him as creepy because he was the white man from 6 Feet Under.
Okay.
Oh, he was.
Did you ever
six
watch
Six Feet Under?
He was the white man fucking the black man in 6 Feet Under. I was like, this is crazy. When I 6 Feet Under was
that
a,
show.
He
was that
a
was
child.
A weird show.
with the black man, I think was a cop.
No, the white man. Fucking never mind.
No, he was an embalmer. He because they worked at a funeral home. No, okay. No, I'm not going to walk into it. Or, yeah.
Okay.
So yes, Dexter was an interesting watch. They brought that back, but I didn't watch it when it came back.
They did bring it back, and I absolutely watched it because I was such a fan of the show.
Did you love it?
I don't know if they needed to bring it back, but it also no, yeah, it's not terrible, but it's like you know, like leave a thing.
That's how I felt when I watched the first episode. I was like, okay, well, I see why this will be good, but I'm out.
Yeah,
like, I've done this. I've been there, done that.
It didn't like answer any questions, you know. So I don't
didn't
necessarily
feel like it was
know.
Going to.
Yeah,
I'm glad I didn't.
But
miss.
That was
Thank
a good show. I think people should watch the original season.
They bring in Frasier back. Did y'all see that?
Stop. Oh, I know. XD is on cloud nine.
Tossed salad and scrambled eggs, baby. They're coming back.
That's cute. Again.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
Me either. I bet you Camille is.
I didn't really watch Frasier, to be honest.
Donatachi.
Okay.
I didn't really watch those types of white shows. Like, I feel like I watched the old shit, like Empty Nest.
Same. I missed
designing,
the Will and Grace
designing
way.
Women.
I loved Julia Sugar Baker.
You know
I
what I'm
loved
saying?
The designing
like, I watched
women.
The old ass white shows, but like the new, more modern, I guess, millennial
Murphy
white
Brown.
Show.
Yeah.
Murphy Brown.
I love Murphy Brown.
Even
Candace Bergen.
Columbo.
Columbo. Let's go there.
Columbo.
Hell, Knots Landing. Look, what I'll tell you is this.
Was y'all watching Sybil too?
My mom watched Sybil.
Oh my God.
That was one of them shows that you reaction. Just watched as it was on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't try to watch it, but it was just, you know. But my thing is this, right?
In the heat of the night.
In the heat. I can hear that music and see that police car. I can see that police car right now.
Yeah. Baby.
With the flashlight.
Oh my God. Yeah. That show used to always make me sad about racism and shit.
Yes.
I used to always, like this as a child.
So heavy.
I used to always feel like, ooh, like damn, like I
like,
damn,
God,
like I do not want to live like that. You know what I'm saying? I used to, that show really, in a healthy way, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Made me hate racism. Like, ooh,
it was so good.
It had me to understand. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. At one point this weekend, friends, somebody, I don't know if you were paying attention or if you were part of it. At some point, y'all was talking about, or somebody was talking about Rock being a good man.
Antoinette. So first
Rock
of all,
was a good man. We talking about The Rock,
like,
I'm thinking about it.
No, but listen, Antoinette going to be like, have y'all ever seen a show called Rock? Like, what? Who are you talking to? Of
you
should have
just started singing it. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Rock. And then out of nowhere, she goes, that was a good man.
I just kept hearing her say it loud. And I was like, what is happening? Yes, he was. But
Charles S. Dutton. Listen,
I
Rock was a good man.
Rock. With his dad, his brother, and his wife.
And his wife, what was her name? Eleanor! Yeah. Oh, God, Eleanor. Yeah.
Why are we so young?
You said it so earnestly. That's why I was like, yes, he was. So he was a good man.
Rock was a good man.
He was a good man, y'all. And was like, nobody was arguing with that.
He was like, he took care of his family.
Mm-hmm.
He helped his brother out. Rock was a good man. We need more of that on television.
What? Why doesn't anyone talk about Rock when they talk about
we
like
need a,
good
we need
black
a gay
shows.
One called Rocky.
Oh my God.
Oh, did you see people hit us up about what the beef was?
I'm in the community.
Jaleel. Did you see they sent us the article? So apparently they weren't nice to him on set. Like the whole cast, apparently. That's
damn.
What I read in the article.
I wouldn't say grow up, but he was literally a kid. So like,
right. I think they felt the way that he was like
popular.
His star, right, was so much bigger than the show. And he was like an actual character that people were dressed as for Halloween. You know, he was making appearances, like crossover episodes. And he just was more of like a pop culture staple. And I guess people felt the way about that.
They couldn't
people
take it. And you know what else? Good for them that they learned that lesson, that hard way, that like that, because they should have never had those feelings of jealousy. They should have loved the show that they were a part of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They should have been very present and intentional in their participation in that show. They should have loved the show that they were a part of and been happy that he brought that star power,
right.
You know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. to the show that they were all a part of creating. They should have welcomed that instead of being haters. So
especially
that's what they get.
Especially for it to be that type of show, and because he was so young to deal with all that fame. Like I know I read somewhere a while back where he was saying that he didn't even like being associated with the character. So it sucks that he didn't want to be associated with the character. He didn't like that because of his experience on set or because of, you know, what fame was doing or being known as Jaleel.
Aww.
Yeah, allegedly. Okay, because I don't remember where I read it. It was a while back and I don't want to sound like I'm talking on my ass. So in the event that I am. But it seemed like he just didn't. like stardom very much, or he didn't like being associated with that particular character at all times, or it might have made it harder for him to book other gigs because he was always known as Urkel, even though he was Urkel and Stefan Urkel. So it was like, we could tell that you had a fine side to you and that you was just playing the character, but having to deal with that shit on set too, I can't even imagine how you must have felt having to deal with that, going to work and then leaving work and not being able to book gigs because of the work that you did, which was so good, but you were being hated for it in the moments of doing it. I can't
probably
even
why
just
he said
imagine
fuck Hollywood, because you ain't really seen him like buzzing around at all. Mm-mm.
He's been in a few things, but nothing. He hasn't had like a starring role like that, a lead role in a while. But I think he's a great actor and he should have a role.
He was.
You know what I'm saying? And I hope he does come back and, you know, he's able to work like that. And I hope he quit crying about it.
Dustin, please.
That's what I hope.
You know, wait, I didn't even get to ask y'all, how were your weekends? How are y'all feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying?
Asante's
I feel good.
Favorite question.
Like, you know, it's like we're 20 something minutes.
We gotta
in.
Check in. How's everyone feeling tonight?
I feel like that Red Bull can. I'm empty. No,
that's real, because I too.
Look, I heard it clang, okay? It's a little bit left. I'm giving it for this show right now.
Taurine and Yellow 5 and shit. You know what I'm saying? A little niacin.
Look, I've been on them Red Bulls now. That they got an amber flavor, like a peach nectar flavor, something like a tropical flavor. Like
they expanding the collection. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They got a whole bunch of little flavors.
Now I know what amber smells like, but what does amber taste like?
I think I just said brown. Amber. I'm sorry. I meant to say amber colored can.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I thought I wasn't even trying to be funny.
No,
like
I meant
that.
That
was a real question.
Well, you know, some things have a smell and a taste, but I don't know if I have tasted amber before, to your point. So it's like, I'm actually not sure about that one.
Remember I told you I was going to take Crystal and Jade on a date for their birthday. We got pretty and it was so cute. So the Broadway play is called Ja Ja. Remember I was like, I don't know if it was Ja Ja or Ha Ha. Excuse me, but it's Ja Ja's African braiding. African hair braiding, that's what it's called, and it's so good, y'all. Like, you have to go see it. I think it opens up next month, but it is so good. First of all, whoever did the set design, shout out to you. It looked just like 125th Street. I mean, they had everything down to the chain when they're pulling it down to lock the store, the stickers on the side of the wall. They had like the first help wanted sign. I mean, it was so perfect. Even the inside of the salon, the actresses were super funny. And I have to shout out Susie, who was my old hair braider when I was in New York. And she actually was there and sat in front of me. I was like, what are the odds? So, you know, life is so weird. And she told me that she did the hair and consulting for the hair on the
That's
Broadway
so
show.
Dope.
That's why they brought her on. Yeah. So dope. I thought that was really cool. But please go see this. We had a ball. It's like a 2-hour show. And it's just really, really funny.
It's like getting braids, huh?
And speaking of, I thought it was so interesting because they were braiding hair while doing the show. So it felt very real, and I just thought that was like really cool how they figured out how to do that. And by the end of the show, the girls actually had like braided looks. A lot of it was like wigs, and they figured out interesting like ways to finesse it, you know, where like they were like clearly putting clip-ins of certain braided pieces on the side so it looks like she was braiding. Just really interesting how they did that.
Nice.
Very, very cool technology they came up with. But the storyline was really funny, but also like profound. Just remembering that a lot of these immigrants that come here and are providing services have lives beyond just being your hair braider, you know, and just all that comes with that. And so it was great. And I was happy also to just spoil my sisters because they deserve it. So that felt really nice to take them out. I took them to dinner. We went to this Mexican spot that Jade likes downtown and ate and had some drinks and then saw the show. And that just made me happy. So,
that's wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad y'all did that. I want to go see that play.
You should. Please go see and support them.
When Jada and I were talking, I laughed when she told me what y'all went to see because I was like, you was in there, you got braids. Well, she has like locks, but I, locks, you know, man. You get the correlation. It was funny. So we laughed for a long time. But shout out to Jada. We have to congratulate her on her Signal Award nominations as host.
Oh, my God.
Of the Heinz Black Kitchen series.
Well, really, it's three. They got three awards and then one that highlights her as the host, which is really, really exciting. Congratulations,
Jade. So dope for her.
Work, Jade.
That's so cool.
And we talked about Gia Pepper's show last week, right?
Yes. Shout out to her again. On Revolt, right?
On
Shout out to Gia Pepper's. Yeah, so... just really happy. Honestly, this New York trip has been really fun. Mm-hmm. I feel like when I come here, it's only been for work, but this was the first time I can honestly say I had a pretty decent balance of like hanging out, doing fun stuff, spending time with my friends. Even my partner popped up, which was really cool. And he had dinner with all of us, which was really fun. It was just nice to mesh worlds. And that was super fun. Kia got to meet him because she's the only one that hasn't like actually spent time with them. And that was, that was a time. Jade put us on to this really dope Caribbean restaurant in Brooklyn. I actually want to shout it out because it's her friend's restaurant. It's called Stella's. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So good in Park Slope. And he's just getting it up and running. It is so good. I don't think anybody was unhappy with their meal.
I'm going to have to pop up in there.
Listen, and no shade, but Caribbean folks, our mac and cheese be a little tricky because it's more of like that little brick of mac and cheese. Or they call it pie.
Like macaroni pie.
That's what they call it, pie. They even mac and cheese. But this was like, he was like, I ain't playing that. It came out in a little cast iron. It was bubbling. Jade had like a snapper, I think. Everyone had like different foods. Some people had curry goat and oxtail and fried chicken and just amazing. Every single plate was amazing. So
I know what I would have ordered to drink.
What would you, a ting?
A Stella's. You gotta have a Stella at Stella's. You got to.
It was just cute. So please, if you're looking for some authentic Caribbean food, really Jamaican food, go to Stella's in Park Slope and then tell them that Jade sent you because that's her homie. So I guess that could be our like unofficial black business.
That's right. Shout out to Stella's. I'm coming in to get my Stella.
It was good.
This is the Friend Zone.
Element helps everyone stay hydrated, all right? Without the sugar and other dodgy ingredients that are found in popular electrolyte and sports drinks. Now, Element is a zero sugar electrolyte drink mix born from the growing body of research revealing that optimal health outcomes occur at sodium levels 2 to 3 times government recommendations. Pay attention, y'all. Each stick pack delivers a meaningful dose of electrolytes that are free of sugar, artificial colors, and other dodgy ingredients. Element is formulated for anyone on a mission to restore health through hydration, okay? And it's perfectly suited for athletes, folks who are fasting, or folks following keto, low carb, whole food, or paleo diets. Now, the Element community includes award-winning pro athletes, Navy SEALs, health experts, business leaders, and Olympians. Okay, so Element is championed by family's chief health officers, the family member who purchases most of the groceries and therefore influences the family's nutrition. So whoever is running things usually picks Element. And we have some exciting news at the Friend Zone to share because grapefruit salt is officially a permanent flavor and is now available year round. So that's right. The days of rationing down to your last stick pack are over. Keep that summer feeling going as long as you want because grapefruit salt is here to stay. And as a listener of this here Friend Zone, you can try Element too. Get a free Element sample pack with any order when you purchase online at drinklmnt.com/friendzone. The Element sample pack includes one pack of all 8 flavors so you can find your favorite. And best of all, Element is risk-free. They have a no questions asked refund policy. That's the kind I like. If you don't like it, give it to a friend and you'll get your money back guaranteed. Try Element today. Go to drinklmnt.com/friendzone for a free sample pack with any order.
Target is also sponsoring season 2 of Illuminating Intersectionality, hosted by yours truly, A.
Give it up.
Yours truly, A. Fran Hay, as well as my sisters, Dr. Takiya Robinson and Chef Jade of All Jades of the Getting Grown podcast and Jade NXT. Right? This season, we are still illuminating intersectionality, of course, but Key is going to be giving some framework and some insight into the incredible work that women have done helping develop HBCUs, who tend to be the unsung heroes of history, right? I'm going to tap in with a conversation on Black Americans at HBCUs and the social distance between them and foreign-born Black students. Why is there why is there a distance, and what can we do about it? And then Chef Jade, of course, is going to bless us with a conversation about food and culture. What happens when you go to a college and they are not serving food you can eat? How does that affect your work, your ability to focus, and your ability to ground in community? We get into some really incredible conversations, and thank you to Target for sponsoring season 2 and giving us the opportunity to keep these conversations going. October 16th will be the first episode dropping, so stay tuned.
Yay.
And thank you to Target. Woo!
Yes.
I don't have children, but I have a god baby. And now you have to ask yourself sometimes, do I want to set my god baby up for success? I know I do. You know, do I want to save money on private tutoring? You know, is that even in my budget for my god baby? You know, is this a big school year for my god baby? Maybe they start in kindergarten. You know, is my god baby ahead? Is my god baby being challenged enough in class? These are questions that I had to ask myself. And the way I found the answers was through IXL Learning. And IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, including my god baby, no matter the age or the personality. There's one site for all the kids in your home. Pre-K to 12th grade. Kids can use it at home on the computer or on the go through the app on your phone or your tablet. And my god baby got a tablet. I had to get one for my god baby. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. And no more trying to figure out how to explain math questions and math equations or grammar rules yourself. IXL has built-in explanations videos. And now 1 in 4 students in the United States are learning with IXL. And IXL is used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. And one of them school districts, guess who attends it? You heard it. My God baby. Now that my God baby wasn't struggling with nothing. They're very smart. But you could always use more help to round out or supplement what's being taught in school. So make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And the Friend Zone listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/friendzone. Visit IXL.com/friendzone to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. I'm in the zone. Did y'all see the video of the guy who hit his mother with that car? He was running from the police and he hit his mother with that car.
No, what the heck?
Baby, me and Jay watched that shit like 15 times last night.
Oh, God, y'all.
And
when she should have been asleep. That's why she was so tired today at the studio.
And, okay, I told Jay, because the lady literally goes flying. Like when she...
Is she alive?
God. You know what? Yes, she is alive. And she also caught a charge. Her son was running from the police. And
now she got hit and caught a charge.
She got hit and caught
like
a charge.
What?
They hit her with an obstructing justice charge or some shit. But I'm getting ready to send this to you guys.
Why? Because was she trying to help him get away?
Yeah, I guess she took something from him and took it in the house or something like that. And so that made her complicit in that way. But never seen, when I say she went flying in the air, as you see and you watch it, you'll understand why this was so shocking.
Well, those on Patreon, we'll put it in right here.
Yep, and we're going to put it in here. Now, there's a couple things we can just break this down real quick as you guys watch it. I just sent it to you via the group message, and you'll see it as you check that when you look at your devices and your personal time, or even right now, would hope that you would watch it. And as you see... The mother is going to look like a Keith Haring.
Oh!
Yeah, see, now y'all see why we had to do a
live
viewing.
Did you see her braid?
Yeah, did you? She looked like, well, who is that? Keith Haring? Where the people be like,
No.
Oh my God. I wish I could just leave the studio. I would just
like
leave.
She looked like a Keith Haring person. She also looked like Jazz on the Fresh Prince when he's coming out that front door. Yeah. Ah! Getting thrown out that front door.
That's literally what she looked like. No.
Yeah.
I was trying to freeze it and show it.
No.
She went, Amy Winehouse has a song called You Sent Me Flying. And I think that this is very appropriate at this time. The chair, you see, it was one of them white plastic chairs. Everybody didn't sit in one of them chairs before. And white plastic outdoor chairs that, you know, they cheap, but they hard and sturdy.
Oh, my God.
Her and the chair went, oof. Like, so it looked like, you know, that shooting star on The More You Know. Like, that's how she flew across that front lawn like that. Why would he? I mean, he literally wore his mother out like that.
Did he not see her? What the fuck?
That's crazy.
You trying to get away from the police, but you running into your mama. I haven't never seen nothing like that in my life. But I wanted you all to see it and do a live reaction as you just did. The way you all
gasped. I hope he got siblings and they beat his ass.
These videos have been, I feel like something is in the air with the videos.
Yeah, his mama.
Being crazier than.
His mama up in the air. That's who was up in the air.
I saw a video of the mute challenge, which y'all know we've discussed on this show how I feel about that. And people were tagging me talking about, that's Fran when the girl was screaming. I was like, I would never do that. I think it's stupid, but I'm not going to be the ones being oppositional, like screaming.
Because it's because that she was an asshole for that. And I really wish somebody would have doused her with a drink. That's the kind of motherfucker you throw a drink in their face.
Saw a girl tweet that says she knows that girl. And she was like, that girl is actually really annoying in real life. So she's not surprised. That's just her personality. Like, she's just one of those people.
That is horrible. Like, why?
I was gonna say, honestly, I'm shocked that it hasn't happened more because of how people are. Like, because you
does,
know that
though.
There are people.
I feel like every show, even our show, there was people that would purposely scream during that part. I'm like, something is really wrong with you.
Give them a reason. Put alcohol right in their eyeballs.
But I was saying there was a video I saw literally right before we were about to record. It was a white guy, I think, or he looked white, and he screamed, and the black girl popped him.
Oh, well.
I hope she knew it. Because that's crazy, y'all. Come on.
It is crazy to make noise like that during the mute challenge. It's crazy. Why would you do that when you know, y'all know at this point, you know, this tour has been going on since 1971 at this point. And y'all know what time it is. If you're attending that concert, then you know.
Then
you've
been
shut
watching
up.
The footage and following what's going on. But people just, you know.
So keep
but
being
we
obtuse.
Also have to remember, not everyone is online like that for real.
Outside of that, everybody enjoys shit differently too, because like the mute is a moment. So it's like if you can't even enjoy the mute being the moment, then it's kind of like you just doing something else. And I guess, you know, enjoy that, but really enjoy it over
moment.
There. Because you know, in the car when y'all listen to everybody, like, look around, everybody on mute. Bitch, put your eyes back on the road. It's like, no, it's like, bitch, we muting right now. Like, that's going to cause the
it's
real
a
fight.
Thing.
That's why the nigga hit his mama. No, I'm terrible. That's
And shout out to Houston Day 2. I heard y'all won the mute challenge, according to Beyonce.
Oh, they did good. I saw a video from it. But that would have been inappropriate. Somebody needs to put that together.
No.
Like somebody
don't.
Making noise at the mute challenge and then put cut straight to the video of that nigga smacking his mama in a cabbage with that car.
And shout out to our friend Carrie. Carrie, you look so cute. Yep. At
shout
the
out to Carrie.
Right, we love you, Carrie. And you're sweet. I was like, I'm living
sweet
for
life.
It. Sweet
exactly.
Life, he looks so cute.
Okay.
Shout out to Megan Thee Stallion, you know.
Oh, true, man. Some cities just had all the blessings.
And they got Megan Thee Stallion and the Big Three. Drunk in Love, all up in your mind and thick.
Yep.
I just said.
Of course they were going to get that.
Did y'all see a, I think it was, I don't know what the interview was for, but oh my God, what is his name? From Tony, Rafael Sadiq, Jesus. Mm-hmm. It just, he said that Cuff It was originally for Tony.
Wow.
I can hear it. Can't you hear it? Not mm-mm. you laughing. He said, mm-mm. You don't hear it?
I can hear it.
You can hear Raphael.
I can hear it. I can totally hear it.
It's your face.
Tonight.
I wonder what happened.
No.
He don't hear it.
Nowhere in there.
I hear it. And I think that would
I don't know. I don't hear it.
I think it would have been really cute. I can totally hear it. They should put it out just to do it.
A
just
funky
so that we
jam.
Can have their version. Yeah.
Yeah. Let them go on and get down.
For the remix anyway.
I mean, he could have kept that. I love Raphael Sadiq, and I love his contributions to music, right? Oh, he's one of my favorite musicians, and I love Tony Tony. It still never rains
and
in Southern
cute.
California.
I always find him so cute.
I ain't going to lie. He kind of lost me when he started doing all that doo-wop shit. You know what I'm saying? All them 60s songs and shit. You know when he went through that era, all that 60s music he was doing?
I loved it.
He lost me there. But... he ain't had to tell nobody that song for a Tony Tony damn Tony. Let us associate it with the Renaissance. You know what I'm saying? That's Cuff It. That was the big challenge. It was actually one of my favorite moments in the concert because the way she sang it at first. What do they call that? It's a term for it. I think it's an Italian name. Fran, you might remember it for those intros where you sing a cappella and then it goes into the song. It's like a slower term. But there's a word for that intro. Mm-hmm. But she did one of those to Cuff It. You know what I'm saying? I love that moment. I didn't need to think about him and them.
with
guitars and shit and sitting on stools.
I always think it's cool to imagine who else. You know, we've
Me
talked
too,
about
in most
the
cases,
show. Like
but
who
not
else
in this
songs
one.
Before.
I don't want to hear no band getting down the Cuff It. We want to hear Beyonce shit.
Why not?
Okay. Can she sit on top of us? We want to hear that. We want to hear Raphael Sadiq singing that part.
I would. What y'all think of Megan's performance? Did y'all
I thought
fuck
she did
it?
Good.
Oh, I know y'all fucked with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
She
and
did.
I love when Beyonce was like, yes, Megan.
Yes.
I was like, oh, they going in.
Yes. Yes.
I wonder too, because I saw that she dropped out apparently of like a live stream she was supposed to be doing.
Baby Global Citizen.
Oh shit. And it was like a 45 minute set. She dropped out to do 10 seconds on Beyonce tour.
I mean, to be honest with you,
if
she felt like it was the right thing to do, I'm with her too, because you know everybody was just mad about her twerking again. So it's like, you know what? Well, I'm gonna go twerk with the queen, you know, where I know I'm really be wanted and received, and it's, you know, appropriate.
And also with the person who helped me win not one but two Grammys, as well as get a Billboard Hot 100 number one single. Like that was a big song for both of them. They both won two Grammys for that song and got a Hot 100 number one. So, like, that was their first live performance together. So, it made sense. That's where the equity was, baby. Wouldn't be no Globe Citizens.
And this is obviously a legendary tour.
Moment, hell yeah.
That's going to be remembered forever, the way that we remember, you know, other classic tours like Michael Jackson tours. So, you have to be a part of it, even if it was 10 seconds.
That's when
beautiful.
You have Rock Nation called Live Nation and work all the business out because you ain't gonna be there, okay?
I kept wondering too with her clothing, like, does she have time to get that custom made? Did Beyonce get that custom made? With like, what was the pressure of the look, you know, since it clearly was very last minute since she had to pull out from Global Citizen? I really want to know the behind the scenes. Maybe
they
she'll talk
they
about
put
it.
Two of blue pants together.
No.
They took two pair of blue pants and put a little stretch in them, a little lycra. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe when Megan
saw her in Paris, that's when Beyonce was like, and I need to get your measurements.
Right.
I got a surprise.
That's what I'm saying. You know? Like, how did they work that out? Did she have to bring her own outfit?
Megan was like, me? Okay.
Yeah, they said Beyonce sent her a floral arrangement. And when she opened the card, all it said was, bring your ass.
You playing, but I can see that.
Okay,
bring your ass, Beyonce.
With the white flowers.
Yeah.
No, she did amazing. You know what was so cute to me? When she screamed, I love you, Beyonce.
Yes.
Yep.
So cute. Like such yes. a little fan. She was so beautiful. She looked great.
I'm such a proud hottie.
Yeah, you are. You and you're the reason too. Why I was introduced literally me to Megan Thee Stallion's music, Asante. You did.
I feel like he low-key introduced most of the internet to Meg Thee Stallion, truth be told.
Look, you know, I can't take credit for someone just being as talented as she is. For someone to just have that damn, nope. that just the je ne sais quoi, you know what
but
I'm saying?
You can take like, credit for people knowing.
I mean, you know, yeah, you know,
that was all.
And her body lately, oh my god, her workouts. Yes. I want her trainer because he has her looking amazing.
She be posting some silly videos, being real, like you know, raunchy still. And right. I said, look at this, just look at this. High.
She's just so person. Strong. She just looks so strong mm-hmm. and healthy, and I love it.
She's
love
a great person. Look. And shout out to Kellen Derrick, her hairstylist. I just seen him like 2 weeks ago. Well, during Fashion Week here in New York. I ran mm-hmm. into Kellen and it was good to see him. Shout out to Kellen.
Yeah, she looked great. I loved her whole look too. Mm-hmm. What else was different? I'm trying to remember. Well, people Destiny's thought there was going to be there. A Destiny's Child, right? That there was yeah. about to be a reunion because the members were all there, but I guess they were just there to support.
LaToya Luckett, she looked really nice. And shout out to my boy, Montez.
Why did you laugh like Montez
is funny. Montez going to quote the video of her walking, because you know how they had caught footage of her walking to the VIP section. Yeah. And she, her stride, she looked good. She had that piercing platinum blonde pixie cut. You know, LaToya Luckett is a beautiful woman, and she had on high heels. Pretty. She's gorgeous. So when she was walking through, Montez, shout out to Montez. Y'all need to follow him on Twitter. I can't think of his handle, but find me on Twitter. I'll talk to him. But Montez go put LaToya cleared, and she did. when she was walking through to that section, she looked good. Then you had Lizzo, who was coming through.
Oh yeah,
I'm mad you said then.
Well, this is different. Setup. LaToya walked through. Okay, coming through the VIP, where all the people were basically paparazzi lane, paparazzi right. alley, where feds was taking pictures and shit. She walked through, ooh. You know, statuesque, poised, you know what I'm saying, model walk, strut. Her ex was there, Slim Thug was there, you know what I'm saying? It was a Houston night.
Oh, God.
So LaToya was on her shit.
I thought you said Lizzo's ex. Slim Thug? Mm-mm. I never knew that.
But that would be a maybe. Funny pairing, Slim Thug and Lizzo. Right,
you know, I kind of see something there.
What with her? Well, anyway.
No.
So,
yep. Back to you. Yep.
So, anyway, when Lizzo came through, she walked through, and of course, you know, people be happy to see her. You know, I love Lizzo. I've been told y'all she won me over when I saw her live at Terminal 5. Mm-hmm. But when she came through and people started yelling her name, you know, she's been going through a lot, you know,
with lately. The case.
And so yeah. I know it probably felt good to see the love, but she dropped down and got her eagle on and shit. Busted it open like the Lil' Kim hardcore cover real quick, you know what I'm saying? And then got her ass up and walked on over there to the section, the champagne section. But LaToya Luckett just walked through, and that was the difference. Lizzo, you know, put on a show. You know,
I mean, you know,
it's called good. I ain't saying don't do it. It's the Renaissance part. Hell, if it was ever a time to get active, you know what I'm saying? Like that, it's the Renaissance tour. But still,
didn't they show what's old girl name? The Black Princess.
Meghan Markle.
Didn't they show her? Yeah, didn't they show her getting down the Renaissance too?
She showed up.
Oh, she really was. I forgot to. Yep. Her and the prince.
On the downbeat. I was like, this is. Yeah.
Uh-huh. She looked, you know, like she was jamming. Taylor Swift at the VMAs. She too was jamming.
She happy to be home. She was sick of listening to them bagpipes and shit. That's it.
And
bagpipes and bells and shit. I said, she happy to be home when I see her dance.
Wait, are they all
that R&B?
Was Latavia at the show too?
She was.
Yes.
I saw
and
her.
No.
She looks so pretty.
Latavia was at the tour. The tour is not over. There are two or three more shows.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I don't know why I would have assumed that she would have ended with mm-hmm. Houston. So I thought it was over. And then I saw a picture, I think, of her and Lay Twins and Blue Ivy all hugging. So I thought it was over. Oh
no, that was Renaissance. That was a, this shit almost over. We so ready for this shit to be over. Then they did Houston. Blue,
like we did our big
Blue
one.
Probably said it. I'm so ready. I'm ready to go. And then they all
like, I gotta go to school. Okay.
They hug one by one. They added to the hug crowd. Me too. Me too. Me too. Beyonce. Me too.
I wonder what she's gonna do next. Like these two acts, right? Because isn't it three acts? Mm-hmm. Like. Is it another tour? Is it the vision? Like, well, I guess we got to wait and see. I do hope she gives us more details in the behind the scenes. Like, I want to know about all these outfits. How on earth did they take care of their bodies during?
Who got like, into how it do you and shit do that? Like that?
Not who got into it.
Who got into it on the road?
Remember people were obsessing about Honey Balenciaga and one of the Lay twins.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to make that some lore, like they was really dating, following them around. But that was short-lived because now you know they're like, wow, who knows? They're so cute.
What a
they
moment.
Are.
I think they're cute.
I didn't realize how cute they were until I don't give a fuck.
Until
I'm say
in person, it. Until right?
I was down there. I was in the, you know where I was at. I was in, that, in the circle part.
Mm-hmm. And
so
we know
I was
why.
Standing there and I was, so I was standing there and I was like, oh, was like, I get it now. They same. Came out, got up on them poles and went to.
Ooh, that part gave me so much anxiety.
So much, especially when he would lean all the way back. Like twins,
child. Oh, yeah, but they not. Was wearing crop tops when they was doing it. So I was like, oh, okay. Put a hump in your, that's what up. Too Short was talking about when he said, oh, my put God. A hump in your bed. I was like, oh, okay.
No.
Such a cute toy. I love this toy. I really was considering
shout
going
out to Carlos
to
Basquiat.
But I had to tell myself to chill the hell out.
I'm down.
Right? I'm like, just
we
one
should
more.
Go to, we should go to Kansas City to the final show.
Is that the final show, Kansas
mm-hmm.
City?
Mm-hmm. She said, I'm stopping in the middle.
What other cities? Because I don't know if I'm going to Kansas.
Right. It's New Orleans, I think, this weekend. And then Kansas City.
Damn, New Orleans would be amazing.
New Orleans would be lit. Hell
imagine
yeah.
just like a quick little trip to New Orleans for the weekend.
Hey, you know who coming out.
Who? Big Frida?
You already
you
know.
Already know.
Yeah. Relationship wiggle.
Oh, what was that? What was his friend? The Yale. What was the Yale we used to do? Y'all?
Oh, Red.
Katie Red.
Red.
How did she yell?
What was it?
I used to be able to do it.
You did.
I'll have to watch it again, but I used to be able to do it. Shout out to Big
they
Frida.
Need to bring that show back because that show was so
Big
good.
Frida has a new show on Fuse.
Oh.
Yep.
Wait,
Big Frida is back
and
on Fuse right now.
From the other one? Or yep. it's the same thing?
It's different, but it's still a reality show concerning Big Frida's life. And Big Frida is opening like a boutique hotel or something like that.
Oh,
but it's a whole
know.
New show. Check that out. Yep. That's our
that
second
show
black
was
business.
Good. Right. That's right. I was super into that show. It was so funny.
Let me find the right words because
Frida, the fam, the dancers,
the boyfriends.
Uh-huh.
The show is called Big Frida Means Business. And you can watch it. Yeah. Big Frida Means Business. It airs on Fuse Wednesday nights, it looks like, is when it airs. But
what?
Yeah, Big Frida
Wait,
Means
where do
Business.
I watch Fuse? I don't think I have Fuse anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see. Maybe it's
Big
on
Frida
Philo.
Big Frida Means Business, baby. It's on Fuse Plus and Fuse. So if you can get the mobile app for Fuse, I'm sure you can watch it there.
Give Fran something to watch other than Love is Blind.
Yeah, because that'll take over her mind.
It's so good.
You think
it's
love?
Truly not.
It's truly
you
know,
Fran, you need to elevate and find.
Shout out to season 5. I literally got home because I have been, you know, y'all know I'm in New York working and I've been very tired.
Yeah.
And so I've been like, you know, decompressing. Last night I got in and I was like, what can I watch to get my mind off the week? And I saw
Baddie
a new
G.
season. No. New season of Love is Blind. Ooh. First 4 episodes are out. So damn good.
Shout out to Scotty Beam because, well, just because, first of all.
Right.
We love you,
Scotty
Beam.
Love you, Scotty.
But also,
love you, Scotty.
Scotty Beam tweeted that she was watching Love is Blind and she said she we have to beat Lydia's ass. That's what she tweeted. So what's going on with that, friend?
was a Puerto Rican woman who was just unhinged and is making me laugh because I just finished watching, what's that show you and I watch, Asante? Love Island. And it was an unhinged Dominican. So now I feel like it's an agenda.
Damn.
It's an agenda against my peoples because what the fuck? But
what
no,
was the guy's, what was the Dominican guy's name on that show that you on Love Island?
Love
you,
Island, Leo.
Let me see.
Leonardo.
I saw something. Hold on.
And he had that, you know, that braid look everyone's doing where it's just at the top.
Oh my God.
And it goes like to the side. I don't know.
No. No.
You know the look. First
I
of
hate
all,
Dominican hair trends. Do you remember the one where it was just the hair in the back?
What? No.
These niggas were shaving all of their hair, but just leaving like literally like a lot of hair in the
no,
back.
No, I missed that.
You
way.
Never see.
I, please send me a picture. But I want. I have a question,
I'll
and
do
I don't
now.
Know if I have. What you think? What you think?
I got, as a matter of fact, I got a QTNA.
Why do they all have the same hairstyle when they go on reality TV? That
so
mush that where it's only at the top.
Yeah.
Like Bartice. You remember Bartice?
Oh my God.
They Cheryl all look like, what was the dude? The dude from Seattle that had the white girl, but he was black. Remember? What the fuck was his name? That he was annoying.
also on this show?
No, on
Ultimatum.
Yes.
Ultimatum.
Yeah, it is Love is Blind because it was the last season. The black dude.
Well, him. Shit.
You don't remember
his
him.
Braid wearing ass.
I can't.
Going
it's gonna Jai bother Jai. Me that I can't remember.
Love is Blind. All I can remember. The only black people I remember are Marshall and
the African dude.
Kwame. Yeah, I just watched
Kwame. Remember when he was singing with the guitar? Why do they all have that hairstyle? And then this season, there's another dude, and his name is Uche, and he has the same hairstyle.
Right.
I'd have hit him with that as soon as he introduced himself. My name is Uche. I'd be like, Wally Bang Bang, Uche Wally Wally. You really, really, really? So he want to fight me.
He strikes me as someone that would not get the reference, if you know what I mean. So he would have been like, what do you mean? Yeah. So, but once again, that damn haircut, I don't know what it is. It's like
get
they all
braids.
Go on reality TV and have that low cut. It's not flattering.
I
don't get the vision.
The last season. I just watched the last season of Love is Blind.
Season four.
They finished. They put more episodes out like a catch up or
where are they now? And I saw
and they were
it
trying
too.
To they were trying to do like a little justice for Jackie and Marshall. They played out the story of Marshall and how he was talking to one of the old castmates and shit. And I was like, oh, that's what she was talking
they
about.
Broke
you
up.
You know the guy left Jackie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Josh and Jackie broke up, y'all.
Yep.
He got
and
the hell
he
on.
Left her ass.
Mm-hmm. She probably had got on his last nerve. Mac tonight looking ass. She get on my damn nerve.
God, stop.
Moonlight. That's what we're going to start calling her ass.
Y'all have to watch this new season, though. There's this one part where, you know, they're sharing.
I'm gonna watch.
They're sharing, like, you know, you got to, like, get vulnerable and share things. And he asked her, like, if you've ever cheated in a relationship. And the girl says, yes. And you just saw his whole face crack. Like, he was like, you
like
could tell
was
he
him.
Was like, fuck her. Yeah, and he just was being real judgy. Like, oh, yeah, like, that's so fucked up type thing. And making her feel really bad for it. And being basically being like, why the fuck should I date you if you're a cheating ass bitch? And she was just crying. She slid down the wall like the Mariah Carey slide. It was so dramatic. She
What's
walked
her name?
Out and cried. Aaliyah. Dustin.
Okay, friend, I'm going to... How many episodes did you watch?
They dropped... You know how they do the batch drops?
Yeah, but
they
how many did
four.
You watch? You watched off...
I think I'm at three. I finished three. And then I had to go to sleep because it was so late. And I was like, okay, friend, you need to go to bed. But I watched the top of episode four because it was drama. And then I was like, okay, go to sleep. But
I'm
going to
watch
good.
It.
It's good. I watched two. And this there's an article I found on Insider that has 8 of the most cringeworthy moments on Love is Blind season 5 so far.
Damn. I'm just going to ask you about first batch.
I'm just going to ask you about a couple of
Please
them.
Please do, because it's good. I'm telling you.
I wish I had watched this shit so I could chime in, but it's all good.
It is so funny.
I don't care about Ernesto. Okay, Ernesto misunderstands Lydia asking whether he's a morning person and thinks she's asking, thinks she's saying she's not a horny person.
Because so Lydia is the Puerto Rican girl. She has a very thick accent. And you know, you're listening to each other through a wall. So a lot of the people she's dating are like misunderstanding, you know, certain things that she's saying, which
Girl,
is silly. Because
y'all ain't never heard anybody with a fucking accent.
Okay, but that's also, like that. We're spoiled because we're in New York or like major cities where we have more interactions with different cultures, but okay. Some people are very annoying with accents. They act like they don't know what you're saying.
Like they don't have an accent. Everyone has an accent, like
right?
Regionally.
They
sound
do it
like
to my mom
from.
All the time. They'll be like, "What'd you say?" And I'll be like, "Girl, come
she
on."
She fucking
grow
said,
up. "Grow up."
You know what I'm saying?
Be more cultured. Wait, what's the next one?
I don't even want to ask you about no more of this because at this point, I need to watch for Izzy alone because Izzy's was back to back.
Give her one, Asante.
Yeah, Izzy. Yeah.
Okay, Izzy doesn't know what to say when Johnny opens up about her ex's drug overdose, so he says nothing.
Well, what is it to say? That story is ended.
Well, that part was tricky. I don't want to like ruin it, but I'll say this: the point.
That's what I was
like, the
I
point is for
Izzy
people to get
right
vulnerable,
now.
Right? And so he
right.
shared like he a couple things. I don't. What did he share? I think he shared like he was engaged and the girl broke it off or something and like cheated on him, something crazy. And so she's like, "Oh, well, my ex died of a drug overdose and he just like locked up." Like he didn't know what to say. He looked annoyed. And
it says he even seems visibly annoyed when Johnny says that she's deserving
it was
of
so
love
confusing.
By being a walking red flag due to her past relationship.
Because he lost the game of emotional poker that he was playing with her. You
oh,
know what
like
I'm saying?
The oppression.
Yeah,
Olympics.
Yeah.
Like,
he thought he had the upper hand, and she was like, "Bitch, I'll see your
You're
heartbreak
cheating.
And raise it a death." You know what I'm saying? Like that's what she did. That's a flush. You know what I'm saying?
And he was visibly annoyed. And then the only question he asked her was, "Do you think anyone will ever fill that void?" I was like, "Wow, that's what you ask?"
I have to watch this right now. I think number 8 is a spoiler, so I don't even want to say it to you. But I'm crying.
That makes us curious. Now you have to say it.
Say it.
Uche says, "Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey. Do you know what's happening, friend?"
"Hey, baby.
Okay, no. Damn. Uche says, "Hey, baby," to an empty pod.
No.
I'm not going to give you the rest
Somebody
of it. The rest
stood
of it is why
up.
You need to. Okay, Uche
damn,
says, "Hey, baby," to an empty pod. Then sits in silence for an awkwardly long time until a producer informs him Aaliyah left the experiment.
That must be episode 4, I'm going to guess. I didn't get there yet.
Fuck.
He's the one that was like banging on the girl because she was honest with him. Like, "Yeah, I cheated before." And he got all like, you know, fucking godly on her, trying
and
to make her seem like a
apparently,
sinner.
Apparently.
After they joked about the weenus?
I don't remember about
then
the
Then apparently after he judged the fuck out of her, she went back in the room and texted Razor from Baddies. And she told her, "Get your lick back." And then that bitch decided to get her lick back and not show up.
And you'll see the plot twist too. Like, I won't ruin it because this is like the major plot twist of the show. But he did all that. I'll say this and then y'all keep it in mind when you're watching. He did all that about her cheating just to tell her a secret he had kept that has to do with someone on the fucking show. That's all I'm going to say.
Damn.
And she was like, "You bitch ass, why would you keep that and tell me now?" Like,
he used to go
with
Vanessa Lachey.
Imagine. No.
Where she say, "Well, why are you here?" Why should be asking?
Oh yeah,
question.
Are they still there?
They are absolutely still there, which is they debunked the rumors that people were saying that they got fired. But I realized too, it's their show. Like they're the executive producers, so ain't no firing them.
I just thought I saw what's the black girl and the white man?
Lauren and
Cameron and Lauren. That they were gonna take over.
I thought I seen them somewhere in one of in something. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was on there or not, but I was like, oh,
they were hosting a special or something like that.
Yeah,
I guess that was just a rumor. But yes, watch season 5 of Love Is Blind. It is so good. I don't think I'm watching anything.
I see the new
else.
Episodes are coming out this week too, so I'll be watching. I'll be all the way caught up by next week.
I was trying to do the OC. I know we talked about it, Asante, but I don't know. This season isn't really grabbing me.
What, the Housewives?
No, the selling OC, that real estate friend, show. It's not grabbing me. I don't know.
I see why, right? It's that time of year again to bring the HBCU energy. Target has you covered from a range of Black-owned or founded products, alongside impactful opportunities to support and invest in the next generation of HBCU excellence. Whether it's homecoming or brunch with the girls, add an exclamation point to the menu with Ghetto Gastro's waffle mix and syrup and Slutty Vegan's tasty dips. Even better, make it a party with fun games like Lyrically Correct and Culture Karaoke. Discover more ways to tap in with Black-owned or founded products for your next social gathering. And oh, by the way, did you know Target is bringing back the HBCU Design Challenge, a creative competition pairing HBCU students with Target mentors? Keep an eye out for Target Scholars as well, a scholastic program offering financial assistance and internship opportunities for HBCU students. Lock in with Target this homecoming season and beyond at target.com/blackbeyondmeasure.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey, y'all. This segment is brought to you by Target and Black Beyond Measure. It's that time of year once again to bring the HBCU energy. And Target has you covered from a range of Black-owned or founded products alongside impactful opportunities to support and invest in the next generation of HBCU excellence. Lock in with Target this homecoming season and beyond at target.com/blackbeyondmeasure. And of course, Target is also sponsoring the new season of Illuminating Intersectionality featuring my girls, Jade, Takiya, and Fran.
Measure. Selling OC and Selling Sunset are very different shows. Just like Selling Tampa was a very different show.
So what is Selling Sunset? It's about like cemetery plots?
No.
Selling Sunset.
OC. Like, just
because y'all know what sunset means, as far as
you know what, that's this week's episode title.
Selling sunset.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, I know what sunrise and sunset.
We all know, yes.
Selling sunset.
So I thought it was about cemetery plots and mausoleums and shit.
No, it's about a bunch of beautiful ass houses that I can
expensive
only dream
properties,
about.
High price commissions. Girls dressed in very nice outfits.
Are the agents hot?
Selling.
Yeah, very
they're
hot.
Pretty. I think they're pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
And they got style.
I mean, they're traditional white Hollywood West Coast type guys. Some of them are
like
kind of all right, but they're not really like that. They're real estate agents. You know, niggas pulled up like that really ain't trying to do that, you know, so.
The decent one is the one that has the kids that he don't like.
The one that, wait,
the
on
one,
what show?
Remember his wife was like, I want another one. He was like, no.
Oh yeah,
he's like, I'm done.
You know, because he was like, I just had the epiphany this week. I don't want any more kids. She was like, really? I just had the epiphany this week. I want more kids. And it was like,
and then they both started laughing. The
I was like,
what?
Oh, I feel like some papers.
Did he say I don't want no more kids, or did he say I don't want these kids no more? Because that's two different causes for concern.
No, he said, I don't want no more
kids. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I was trying to be clear. Now, that would have been funny. Yeah. I mean,
that's probably what he meant in saying that as well.
You know, no, like, he's on Reddit with the other parents that got right in secrecy.
Mm-hmm. No. Am I the asshole? A-I-T-A and shit.
No, there's a whole forum called Regretful Parents.
Please send it to me. Please.
I have it. I don't know why it's a guilty thing. Yeah. But the craziest thing to see parents being like, fuck these kids.
Let's do a show about it, y'all. Send me that.
Oh my God, it's sad. It's sad.
No, send me that.
Sad.
Maybe that's where it's sad.
And basically, it's a confessional. Like, they're not asking for advice. They're just like, I need somewhere to say the darkest thoughts I have. And so it's
what they be saying, like, my daughter ugly.
No, just being like, I made a mistake. Like, I don't know what to do. I hate my kid. He's annoying. I don't like his personality.
Friend, please.
Oh my God.
And they're like, what do you do if you don't like your kid? Like, they're not fun. They're not cute. They're not interesting. I come home and it's just like, ah. Why you make your voice sound?
You do, because it's some people got kids. Like, you can look at people, right, based off of how they live their life. You know what I'm saying? You can look at people, and then sometimes you can look at their kid, and you can be like, I know you really don't like your kid. Like, I know you really don't like your son. I can think of, like, celebrities with kids who are very opinionated about a lot of stuff. And then you look at their kids, and you be like, I know what you say about things. You know what I'm saying? So I know what you think when you look at your child, and I know how you feel about your child. And so I'm very intrigued as a person who doesn't have kids. I'm very intrigued to see what that looks like. I feel like that's a portal to a whole lot.
No, honestly, I don't even know how I stumbled across it. Someone mentioning it on Twitter, and then I got curious, and I was just fascinated because it's like, you can't do anything about that. Like, it just, well, you can't.
You need to just keep driving past the fire station. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. You know what I'm saying?
But maybe we'll do an episode about the craziest forums on Reddit, because we have found plenty. I remember we did a Am I the Asshole? Mm-hmm. Did we do that? Mm-hmm. Am I the Asshole episode? Mm-hmm. Where it was like, we were worried. Remember, we were waiting on an update. It was like a pregnant lady that felt like her husband and his mother were trying to kill her.
Yeah, or his father. Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
I hope she's still with us.
What happened with that?
Or the family that raised
the sociopath, and like, he was trying to kill them, and they were like, "What do you do if your child's a sociopath? Like,
get on that Reddit forum you was talking about."
I hate my crazy fucking son. They think they killed him.
Yeah. I might have threw a toaster in the pool too.
Oh my God. Friend, when you first started talking about the forum, I thought about the Changeling when it was on that Facebook group or whatever.
Are you still watching the Changeling?
Have you changed?
Are they past episode four?
There's one more episode out. Okay. There's a fifth one.
I'm watching today. That show is creepy. I keep bracing myself because it feels so horror-ish, but nothing happens gruesome. But it still has that tinge of like that ominous. It's the music, I guess. It's the music.
It's very well set up how it feels.
Mm-hmm, the jump
Apple does
cuts.
A really good job.
This sounds like something I could watch then, right? Or no,
you totally can. It's Lakeith,
you could watch it. I just don't know if you're into
Stanfield on Apple TV.
Oh, Lakeith.
Yeah, I guess I don't know if I don't know if you would like it actually. Yeah, when I think about it.
Like it's something digestible for you, yes, but it's not. I don't even think you care about.
Well, y'all ain't saying nothing.
Because I still really don't know where the fuck we going.
I don't know what's happening.
Okay. Yeah, it's like It's like, okay, well,
it's entertaining enough because it's witches.
Yeah, and I was about to say, now we're somewhere with some fucking witches, which I knew when the bitch at the waterfall in the beginning. I was like, okay, so first of all,
and
she put a rope
her
around
not
your
to
fucking.
Go.
They told your ass not to go over there, which you didn't tell at the table when you told your nigga. She tied this rope around my wrist and said three wishes are gonna come true if I keep it around my wrist. And then he just cuts it off like you talk to a fucking bruja and you ain't say that shit to him up front because you know niggas. Be like, oh, bitch. Well, first of all, I can't talk to you no more. Second, like, a nigga would have never just cut that thing off because now he dealing with the consequences, talking about, like,
yeah,
it's too
witch,
much.
Actually, I think a nigga would have cut
string.
It off. Because they ain't gonna give a fuck about that.
Niggas that think about that shit, like, you know, if this was set up in New York and some nigga be like, oh, yeah, you know, like, bitch, are you Haitian? Or,
you
like,
have
you
know, to
like,
know to know. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know, niggas be on that shit.
Cause
I'm trying
probably
to find the name.
Wait, you probably would have cut the rope,
I
too.
I wouldn't have known. Now, if I knew, hell no. I told you, I respect everybody. I leave room and space, okay? But if I didn't know, why wouldn't I? You know what I'm saying? Just be like cutting a wristband off. If I didn't know.
If someone tells me someone tied something around their wrist and said three wishes are going to come true, first of all, I'd feel like it's disrespectful if you're going to cut my string off. Like, bitch. But he did say, he said, because his name, the character's name is Apollo. So Lakeith was like, I am the god Apollo.
Oh,
I will
see,
make your wishes come true
shit.
Or some shit like that.
I'm trying to remember what it was called because I know it was Bonfim. If we have any listeners from Brazil, from Bahia, specifically, they have this church, and is it called Ilo? Well, I know Ilo's in Spanish.
El Nohim.
It's like it. No, not that. It's Ilo de Bonfim, and it's that red string. I had that string, so when I saw that, I was like, oh shit! The fact that that's the plot of the show, because I remember when I lived there, when you first get there, they tell you like, go to the church, they tie the red string, saying literally the same string. They call it something the Bonfim. And you make three wishes, and they say when those wishes are met, the string falls off on its own. Mm-hmm. And it's so true. Like, I kid you not, I had that string on my wrist for like 3-4 years. And pretty much everything I asked for, it might not have been exact, but it was like close enough for me to be satisfied.
So it's like a custom.
And the string fell off. Yeah, it's a custom.
Would
and
you
the
let
string
a nigga
fell
cut
off.
Your wrist off, friend?
No, because, I mean, well, then again, I got it from the church, so I don't think it had, like, that heavy weight behind it, but this was a witch that told her, like, don't let anyone cut it. Like, nobody told me that.
Right.
They weren't like, don't let anyone cut it. They were just like, keep it on it to honor the wishes that you want.
Like when you get
a
lay in Hawaii.
But
yeah, no, like it's not gonna kill you to take
it
off. It
wasn't like getting no damn lay because that's
this was a witch on a beach that they warned her not to go to. That's a very different framing.
It's very different, but it's very similar. It's very similar, which is why it's confusing to me why she let him cut the wrist off, because it's just as significant.
The wrist,
like,
he cut his hand off?
No, cut
the
string off her wrist.
It's just a significant at a diner at that.
For you to be at church and them to give you that and you understand the significance, it's the same as you being dumb enough for when some people tell you not to go back to the waterfall. You're like, well, I'm going back to the waterfall to talk to this witch.
And
then her put this on your wrist and say some wishes is coming true. But maybe she enchanted her too. Like there was, because, oh, so you haven't seen the new episode yet?
No, I'm only on 4. And
so
I don't even think I finished episode 4.
Even when you watch the new episode, it's still going to be confusing. But it gives a little bit more context to what happened. Because they just keep replaying that clip of her friend at the dinner when she was like, the way she looked into that camera, Apollo, she was like a fucking sorceress. Like, they just keep replaying that audio clip. And it's just so funny to me.
Yeah, and okay, so did they answer the question that her best friend was trying to tell him? Like, remember she was like, trying to tell him something at the restaurant, but then her water broke. Do you remember
so
that?
So that's I guess that's kind of what,
like,
they were
telling
doing
him what the wish was. She was about to tell him what the third wish was, but then her water broke. And it
I remember that.
Like,
yeah.
Oh,
because
I remember
being like, what is this, some bullshit?
Right, and it irked me because the girl's
that's
water
just
broke,
question
and then
they left
just
us on
never
like 2-3 episodes now.
I was
now,
like,
so
what the
like,
fuck? What's the wish?
No, they're not going to give us that to probably episode 6 or 7.
That's probably,
you know,
the whole wrap up. You know what else is out that's hella good? Do y'all watch The Morning Show on Apple TV?
You know what? I don't watch it, but I see who's it.
Bahari,
is it out now?
Nicole,
look, I saw she's going to be on there. So, like, you know what? I've been wanting to watch it.
I feel about her. She is like
instant. Instant watch.
That's why I have a crush on her. But I also think she's an incredible actress. She's so dope.
Jennifer
Aniston. Like, the film loves her.
Ain't she in that?
No. Yeah, Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and I forget the guys that are in it too.
Nicole Beharie is just everything. She's doing a phenomenal job. I love seeing her on that show. You should watch it. You never watched it, Dustin? Nope. I think you would like. I think you would enjoy the morning show. He absolutely would. That's a show that I know he would be into more than The Changeling.
Yeah, I ain't watching The Changeling. Y'all said enough.
Yeah, look, after all you heard, you're like, okay, channel. Yeah. Expect it.
That's all I've been watching, though. What else are y'all watching? Because I need something else.
Well, just real quick, going back to Selling OC, because I really want you to watch it. Mm-hmm. I really want you to watch it only because...
I'll try to finish. I've got to, like, maybe 2-3 episodes.
It's an easy watch, and that's what I feel like.
And it goes quick.
But them white people do be looking alike, which be fucking me up, because... The little young husband with the kids, his wife looked like Polly to me, and I'd be like, "Ain't that Polly again?"
With
that
like
movie
lighter
XD
hair.
Be talking about?
No,
Polly's with Keisha Knight Pulley.
No, Polly one of the girls that are on there.
No, that's the pass.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? I am so upset. I was talking to Kia about it, and she didn't even catch that twist.
I'm telling you, you're the only person that caught it. Maybe we weren't paying enough attention, which is fucked up. It might have been a snack break for me.
This is the Friend Zone. Once again, this segment was brought to you by Target and Black Beyond Measure. Target has you covered from a range of Black-owned or founded products alongside impactful opportunities to support and invest in the next generation of HBCU excellence. Lock in with Target this homecoming season and beyond at target.com/blackbeyondmeasure.
I mean, it's very... It could have used a little bit more polish, you know, so it could have been more prominent.
Speaking of Candy, but... I want to play her new song real quick because I like it. This song is called Only For You by Candy Burris.
Come on, Candy, with new music.
It's for you, only for you. Oh, no, it ain't nobody else's, no. It's for you, only for you. Just tell me what you want, I promise I'll listen. You're so deserving, come get all of these kisses.
All of these kisses.
Yeah. Oh, it's for you, only for you. I'm not just talking, yes, I plan to show.
Yeah, that's Only For You by Candy. Nice little, that, you know, nice. Little 1-2 for y'all ass, you know what I'm saying?
A little ride,
right. Yeah. Candy. Clean up to it. Wash your greens and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck to it. You can do anything. I love that song. Good for you, Candy. And welcome back to music. We love
Candy. I want to play Candy. Something. You have anything to play a song? I want to play that Tyler song that is stuck in my damn head.
Make me sweat.
Twitter. Make me sweat.
Friend.
Tyler. What? Tyler doesn't say he's gonna make a TikTok. This is Tyler TYLA, and the song is called Water.
Make me lose my breath, make me water, make me sweat, make me hotter, make me lose my breath, make me water.
Normally, I could keep my cool, but tonight I'm whining. I'ma be in a dangerous mood. Can you match my timing? Telling me that you're really about it. What you're hiding? Talk is cheap. So show me that you understand. I like it. Can you blow my
fire. Freaking TikTok, yes. Man. They're making this song go crazy. But it's actually a really dope record. And she's really, really adorable. So
I like all the remixes on TikTok. Like how they put in Sexy Red under all like the old school beats and shit like that.
I keep hearing them on Twitter. It's crazy because doesn't TikTok have like its own official Billboard chart?
Mm-hmm. I did
that's
see that.
That's crazy, y'all. The TikTok y'all. Charts. Like that's and crazy.
It is crazy. And honestly, it's relevant. Like it's crazy it watching something get so big.
I mean, look how
so
they break artists, how they bring back old shit mm-hmm. and make it like pop on the charts again. I mean, I ain't mad at it. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, speaking I have to play of- that because it's been stuck in my head all week.
Speaking of bringing up old shit, well, it ain't shit at all. 702 had a project called Star that they had, mm-hmm. and this song is called I Still Love You.
Oh, 702.
Someone by their side, and I can't go on without you another night. Says companionship's been gone, my life has been so slow without you. See, you don't take a rocket scientist to know I love you, and it don't take a rocket scientist to know I need you. If you believe that you and me.
Guess what? I decided.
I love that it caught you. That's like and when you're singing and they turn it down.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, shit.
not that. That's Ashley Simpson. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my yes. God. That's on a so Monday. Good. You on took a me Monday. Back. I still
yes,
you.
They were playing. They were playing old episodes of
on a Monday.
What's the show called? Oh my God,
Ashley Simpson.
Encore. Excuse me. Woo. They were playing old episodes of the Encore on BET, and I don't know if my Spotify algorithm caught wind of it or whatever, but they was playing old 702 records, and obviously that one came up. As you heard, you heard Pharrell on there, but it was written by Pharrell and Chad.
Yeah, that's the Ooh, Neptune so one of the baby.
Mm-hmm, one of Neptune's records, so of just course that came up in my Spotify classic
record.
Song.
Oh, yeah. You just put me down a rabbit hole.
Make you want to do the beat evening. With your hands on a lunch table. Boom.
mm-hmm. Do y'all yes. have anything else you want to talk about or share before we jump on out of here?
If you're listening to this episode and it's Wednesday, don't forget if you're a part of the Patreon, it's the wind down.
Sure is.
We will be. I will be caught up with Love is Blind by the time the wind down.
Come on. We should low-key make it a TV Land wind down live
yeah,
stream.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's just do it. Let's just
okay,
do
then.
It.
Let's do it. So hey, that's,
all right.
We will be talking everything Love is Blind. And Chelsea will be there. No, I'm just kidding. Would that be,
imagine. And Kwame no. will be there. And Uche. And if you are not subscribed to our Patreon, it is patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast. And Patreon is patreon.com. Mm-hmm. Come join us. It's a lot of fun. We literally just chill mm-hmm. with y'all in the chat. And obviously you can watch us. Sometimes we have friends join us. They'll surprise us on there. We've had Crystal, Carrie, Jade, Kia, you name it, XD. So come hang with us. We've had Claude. We've had all the homies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've had family on here.
Family. Yep. Yes. We just had Asante's sister.
Yes,
we
she
had
was perfect.
Dustin's brother. It was just so fun. Yes. So come hang with us if you can. patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast. And that means we are done. We love you guys so much mm-hmm. and we will catch you guys next week. You know what? Next month, it's October spooky season.
Spooky season.
Y'all know what that means. If you know, you know. Back to the true crime. And I saw that Murdoch has a new season.
Mm-hmm.
This case is never ending never. With all those plots and twists. They have more. But anyway, we out of here. We love you so much.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.
Get off of my porch, bitch.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.